Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Tis the season to get cooking, and a lot of us will be doing just that in the coming weeks. Now, over the course of a single generation, our approach to stovetop cooking has changed dramatically. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, it's hard to overlook the impact of non-stick cookware.
You know, I agree. I think that it's, for a lot of people, it's gotten a little bit of a bad name with all the conversation about what that surface actually is. Mm-hmm. And for good reason, for a lot of points. Mm-hmm. You know, but there nowadays, I mean, the original nonstick were basically a pan coated with this synthetic polymer, which is known as PTFE, which is polytetrafluoroethylene. And it's, the brand name would be Teflon. We all know it, I'm sure. And it had another chemical in it called PFOA, which was something that people found was not super healthy. And we also noticed that when we're cooking with it, eventually it would flake off.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were always worried that it would get into our food, with honestly good reason. Mm-hmm. But I think that has all been put aside because all the Teflon now, all the PTFE is not made with that bad PFOA.
Right.
So these are great nonstick pans. They do really well. However, they do not do well at high heat because these chemicals will break down at high heat. So for low heat cooking, and you know, I think of just sort of like simply frying an egg, the traditional Teflon coated or the chemical coated nonsticks, they're fine, and these days they're very safe. Mm-hmm. But again, susceptible to scratches, you can't use metal implements in them, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I have a whole set of wooden things that I like to use.
That's right, or plastic works great.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a ceramic coating now, which I think is really nice. It's very clean looking. It's made from a sand-like material. The problem is, as opposed to the traditional Teflon, it doesn't last as long. And I did use it for a while, but I found myself replacing pans often because that eventually went from nonstick to stick like hell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Yeah. So they're great. And if you're concerned at all about the Teflon, the ceramic is a very healthy alternative. Mm-hmm. The ones I tend to lean to these days are an anodized aluminum pan.
Oh.
It's a hardened aluminum. It's done with an electrochemical process. It's incredibly durable. I mean, I've never outlived one of my anodized aluminum pans, and they're great, and they do well at high heat as well.
How about that? Are there any other tricks for cooking with nonstick? Do you need olive oil, for instance?
Well, in theory, the true nonstick, you don't really. I mean, but a little bit. But you'll like in a true nonstick, when you put things like oil in there, it beads up rather than spreads out on the pan.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the other one, though, that I think is fun if you've got, if you're comfortable with a workout in the kitchen, is the enamel-coated cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
Those are beautiful, but they're very heavy.
Yeah.
But this enamel coating, it does an amazing job. It is almost bulletproof. It goes in the stovetop, it goes in the oven, and it's just a perfect cooking surface.
And they're all easy to clean up, I guess.
That's right. That's right. And then the last one you can always look for are the carbon steel pans. Mm-hmm. They're the ones we use in the restaurants all the time. They're lightweight, they heat up quick, and with a little bit of care, they'll be nonstick forever.
We're going to put all this on the website so you can learn at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.